Hello, everyone. This is John Melke. Welcome to Parkside Today. This week, we're sharing a podcast from the Racine County Eye. The podcast is titled Help Wanted, and it features Kate Walker, Talent and Recruitment Specialist with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, and Denise Lockwood, owner of Racine County Eye. The Help Wanted Racine County Eye podcast on Parkside Today.
Welcome to Help Wanted, stories, inspiration, and insight about employment. Southeastern Wisconsin is facing a huge math problem. We have thousands of people who are either unemployed or underemployed, but we have thousands of jobs that are going unfilled. And the problem will get worse. Foxconn Technology Group is building a 22 million square foot manufacturing campus that is expected to create thousands of jobs. That's why we started this podcast, so that people can navigate the labor market better and hear how people are adapting to these new careers. Our first guest is Kate Walker, the Talent and Recruitment Specialist at the Racine County Economic Development Corporation. She talks with Racine County Eye owner Denise Lockwood about where the jobs are and how this public-private partnership is helping to ease the burden for businesses looking to scale up.
Hey, this is Denise Lockwood with the Racine County Eye News website, and we're welcoming Kate Walker today to the very first podcast for Help Wanted, stories, insights, and inspiration about employment in the Southeastern Wisconsin region. Kate is my very first guest, and I'm so excited to have her here. She is the Talent Recruitment Specialist for Racine County Economic Development Corporation.
Correct.
So I want to welcome you to the show, and also tell a little about what the RCEDC does.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Denise. I'm excited to be your very first guest. I know you're going to have a long line of great guests to follow, so fun to kick it off. RCEDC is the county's lead economic development agency, and we're a 501c3, and we support economic development activities throughout the 17 communities in Racine County. We do so in traditional ways of recruiting businesses to come to the area, supporting businesses stay in the area and retain them. And then we also have a lending entity that can provide SBA loans as well as community revolving funds that can assist our businesses in growing and moving forward. And with that lending program, we also can go statewide, and we also have an office in Green Bay.
Fabulous. So you guys are pretty busy.
Yes, we got a lot going on. We're small, but we're mighty.
Yeah. So tell me about your role in how you fit into the overall organization here a little bit about some of the tasks that you're doing and kind of the mission that you are tasked to fulfill.
Sure. We have our business development unit within RCEDC that's headed by Laura Million. She's the business manager. And then Jordan Brown also works with businesses on recruiting them to the area. And in working with businesses, a lot of times that they're looking at the area, questions would come up around talent and workforce. And RCEDC knew that it was essential to get involved in talent and the workforce initiatives that are going on. So my role really works in several different ways. I support our team as they're working with businesses to bring them here and identify talent solutions for them, as well as partnering with the county. We do a lot of different work in analyzing the jobs that are available and how we're going to make sure that people are aware of those opportunities in the community. But really what I'm going to be charged to do is really trying to create programs and resources that let people know about Racine County through the Greater Racine County website and through a digital marketing campaign to really try and attract people to move and relocate here for the abundance of jobs and opportunities we have.
So you have a lot going on.
I do.
This is not
a quick elevator pitch. No.
Because this is a big pain point for a lot of
Absolutely.
Businesses.
Absolutely. Talent is front and center in almost every conversation we've had with businesses in the last several years, and it's only continuing to grow.
So tell me about, what is talent considered? What does that look like here in Racine County?
In Racine County right now, it looks like a lot of different things, and you can say it crosses all sectors right now. There are certain areas that are feeling more than others. And we're really looking at the driving industries that have the most openings right now so that we can support them and develop strategies around that, whether it be to attract people to come here, to provide training and upskilling of individuals that are here and help them fill that pipeline.
So what kinds of jobs are we talking about, and what are the numbers, and how scary is this for a lot of businesses?
Sure. For background purposes, Racine County and RCDC worked extensively with Manpower to really take a look at what was going on here so that we were well prepared. In 2017, when Foxconn was announced, you know, talent was on everybody's minds, what was going to happen with the workforce situation. So the county and RCDC were very strategic about how they looked at it by engaging Manpower. In 2018, they brought them in to do a gap analysis to kind of see where those gaps were. And then this past year, we've been working real closely with them to identify some strategy around where the gaps are. We brought in employers, we brought in service providers and educators to really make sure that we were understanding what the need was so that we could work together to provide a solution. So that's just important to know that it wasn't that we just picked these areas and concentrated on them. We're really looking at these numbers constantly. We want to know what we're doing is thoughtful and that there's metrics behind what we're doing. But in doing so, healthcare has been one of the leading industries we've identified that has a lot of opportunity right now. We're projecting to have over 5,000 new openings for RNs, nursing assistants, and medical assistants by 2021.
And it is a lot of that perpetuated by the fact that like Freidert and Aurora and Wheaton are all building new hospital systems, hospitals in their area, or at least clinics, right?
Correct, yeah.
So that's one of the impetus of this boom.
One of it, yes.
Okay. Yep. So there's a lot of factors, but I want to kind of take a step back here real quick and kind of what does this problem look like and how does it kind of flush out with regards to what the labor market is currently and where, you know, you were talking about this 5,000 additional jobs that are going to be needed in healthcare.
Right.
So tell me more about that piece of it.
Well, it's not just healthcare. I would say right now jobs are plentiful everywhere in Racine County.
Yeah.
And it's not exclusive to Racine County, Wisconsin. We're seeing this nationwide. And trying to frame it around an opportunity for us to think differently instead of seeing these numbers and being freaked out, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then you have analysis paralysis, right?
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting. So I noticed that like Arby's restaurant over on Douglas Avenue, they had a big sign that said, we're paying $11 an hour. And there was another sign for a like an adult like support family care services area that was like saying they were paying $11.75. And so there's kind of this bidding war for people.
Yeah.
Right?
Service occupations is another one that's a high number for the county right now. That one's projected to have 1,000 openings as well as hospitality. So you probably will see a lot of aggressive tactics. You'll probably see dancing bears on the street with, you know, sandwich boards trying to attract people to come in and apply. You're going to see non-traditional things that we haven't seen in the past.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how is this impacting people's businesses?
Businesses are still, you know, able to operate. I think right now we're seeing a lot of strategy behind how they're working with less and trying to forecast for what they're going to need. We held a talent summit in June 6th, and really the message was take a look at what you're doing and tweak things right now, even how they're presenting job openings and job descriptions. You know, there was a lot of talk around that, you know, if something was entry level, to really frame it around no skills required instead of people who would opt out, see some of those descriptions and think, oh, I don't have those skills. Is it really needed? So we really talked about a lot of those things and trying to get our employers to think a little bit differently so that they can have access to talent and, you know, drive some of that change that's going on.
So there's a big shift in how we're thinking about who is going to get the job.
Right.
But there's also a lot of changes in the jobs themselves, correct?
Yep, correct.
So tell me more about some of what you're seeing with regards to these types of jobs.
A lot of the jobs out there are very technical in nature. We're seeing, you know, different skills that have been required and added that, you know, we haven't seen before. So trying to really think to the future in this work with Manpower, you know, we've been kind of having some aha moments at some of the jobs that are going to be out there in the next few years. We can't quite assess what those training needs are going to be.
Yeah.
So problem solving, you know, the ability to think critically are going to be essential skills. And we need to really hone our workforce to make sure that they're prepared for that. And those kind of skills are transferable. They can use them in almost any industry. And they'll be a value to them as they're in the job market or, you know, if they're employed and looking to move up in their own positions that they're in.
So you were talking about healthcare, service industry. Mm-hmm. What else?
Advanced manufacturing, of course. You know, we have a core of manufacturers in this area. We've seen a lot of openings. That's going to continue to grow. Seeing a lot of openings in industrial maintenance, engineers, positions like that. Bus and truck drivers are going to be a big one. CDL drivers is a big one we're seeing right now. That's across the nation.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing a lot of. Because when I was prepping for the show, I was looking on. So there's some of the websites that mm-hmm. people can look on is the Wisconomy
yep.
website, which actually outlines like the top 50 hottest jobs
yep.
in that particular area. But is that something that's germane to Racine County or?
Well, you can do tweaks in the Wisconomy site and look by region. So you can look at Southeast Wisconsin and you can actually pull jobs out of there and show what the local wages are and averages are in there. It's a really nice tool.
Yeah. And then so what are some of the people that are, what do they need to get some of these jobs? You were talking about critical thinking, but what does that look like and how do we, that's a very yeah, nebulous term.
It sure is.
Does that mean you just don't fall apart when things you don't understand something?
No.
What does that mean?
A lot of the positions right now require a bachelor's degree, and we know that that's a long-term strategy. It's going to take us a long time to get there. So we're taking a look at some of our, you know, for our job candidates, some of them have some college behind them. So identifying who they are and what it would take to maybe get them to finish those programs so that we can get them in the workforce or help them level up depending on where they're at. That's one strategy we're looking at. Another area we see a lot of challenges with is transportation. A lot of our individuals don't have cars or have access to bus routes that can get them to some of the employers. Some might live, you know, down here in the city of Racine, while some of the employers might be located in Sturtevant. So thinking around some strategies along those lines, and I know there's a program through the county that's been working on some of that.
Yeah, and as a side note, there's a woman by the name of Kim Williams that I'm going to be talking with. She's going to be an entire show. I've got a couple of people kind of along that vein because she apparently got a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation that helps people who are looking for jobs and looking for transportation to get to like workforce training
mm-hmm.
and to that job interview.
That's great.
So that's going to be an interesting thing. So we're going to have her on the show soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super jacked
that's
about
great.
That. Yeah.
Another area is reentry. We have a large population. I believe it's like 4,000 individuals that are re-released into Racine County. From the prison system.
Okay.
That, you know, a great portion of them would be eligible to work and be employed with many of our employers. They're going to be the county and Extension are going to be doing a reentry expo, I believe, September 8th.
Is that the Racine County Extension?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing it, I believe, at IMET on September 18th or 19th. So to really inform our employers on the benefits to working with some of those individuals and informing them on some of the things that they need to know and how to get involved.
So what are some of like the pitfalls in how we're addressing some of those are... A lot of times people who are coming out of the prison system have some pretty complicated things
sure.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have some mental health issues, might have prior drug seeking behavior that you may have kind of crop up for you know, access and things along that line. So what are kind of some of the things that the county is doing around that too?
I know, I believe it's Racine Vocational Ministries is looking to bring on more mentors. I think the mentorship model works really well in that situation. So, you know, possibly people that have been incarcerated themselves and been out a while, so they can check on these individuals and help them get tools and strategies for how to, you know, stay employed, how to, you know, keep your home, how to stay out of trouble, those kind of things I think are essential. You know, the more we can support people as they're coming back and welcome them into our communities and, you know, help get rid of some of the stigma that they might have, you know, behind them so that they can be productive, I think will only help them in being successful.
Right. So I want to kind of frame out this problem a little bit more from a geek out kind of nerd. I'm a nerdy kind of news nerd
sure.
kind of thing. But in the Manpower report, they were talking a lot about the number between how many human beings we have of working age, which is around 97,000.
Mm-hmm.
And with Foxconn coming, it's 111,000. Are my numbers correct?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple.
That are going to be needed to So we have to really address a lot of these employment problems, mm-hmm. these employability problems.
Yes, and the county is really leading that effort with Uplift 900. They're doing Job Fest. I think they have one coming up in August, really going into the community and bringing employers with them to share the resources that are available and really being strategic about how we get this information into our communities and so that people have a chance to get opportunities and be part of this equation. There's a lot of work being done there. And then the other side of it, you know, you say 110,000 and we've got, 80-some thousand that we're playing with right now, give or take, you know, a couple thousand. That's a sheer math situation that we're facing right now. We just don't have the critical bodies, even if we can take the underserved population and plug them into the equation. So we know we need to bring people here. And that's part of my role is recruiting people to come here and experience how wonderful Racine County is so they can move and live here and work here.
So how does that happen? Because we've got some issues, but, you know, there's some definite movement, you know, as far as like how... What does that look like when you're trying to woo someone here, and how is that going?
It's actually, for me, I think it's really exciting that we're at the place that we are actually meeting people and trying to incent them to come here, right? That's a different situation we've ever faced here in Racine County, at least from my experience. We're doing it in many ways. Our Greater Racine County website is really intended to be a forward-facing tool that showcases all the great amenities about Racine County, from our great zoo and lovely parks and campgrounds and all of the things that you could imagine, you know, enjoying, to our great employers. We have a job board that has 49 employers listed on there right now. We're leading with them so that we can tell the story of the diversity of the types of jobs and positions that are available here. We have everything from a two-woman operation to large companies on there. So I think that kind of tells the story of why Racine is unique and people should consider coming here.
So how do we help, like, evangelize our addiction to Racine County and really kind of pulling that to kind of really looking at, so how do we attract more talent to come here?
Well, right now we are leading a very unique digital marketing campaign. I mentioned it earlier, in collaboration with the county and Real Racine. And what's unique about it is Real Racine does an amazing job on events and getting people to come here for various things and showcasing things in a unique way. What we really want to do is stand behind them, getting the people here and say, you've come here, now why don't you consider living here? And that's where we're kind of stepping in and working together. Quite frankly, this is unique. This hasn't really been done. In our research, we looked at probably 7 to 10 different models throughout the country, and we didn't see anybody doing this. But we took pieces of what other areas had been successful in and kind of modeled our own program over it. And the unique thing is we have metrics behind the job openings that are there right now, and we can customize the type of targeted marketing we're doing to coincide with the metrics. So if we're seeing an uptick in service occupations, we can target that demographic and group that might have mobility to come to Racine County. And even better yet, the state invested a lot of money and manpower and research into the Think Make Happen campaign from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So we were able to piggyback on some of the messaging and images that they developed and use that and strategically target Racine County.
So what? Tell me who the target market is for that.
The target market when the state and EDC launched it was the millennial population in Chicago Metro. So they had a lot of imagery about, you know, affordable housing, beautiful area with lake views, a lot to do for young folks in downtown Racine. As we're sitting downtown Racine, there's a lot of action down here on any given day or evening, really highlighting those kind of assets and amenities and the fact that you could have a short commute time and have the quality of life that you'd be looking for in Wisconsin.
So are a lot more people from Chicago moving to Racine?
We're hoping so. This is pretty new endeavor on our part. We just launched this July 11th.
Oh, wow. So, that's only like a week.
It's a week. So we're watching our metrics. You know, we're seeing some activity. We're seeing people say already, I was just thinking about moving to Racine. So, you know, until they actually come here and we can actually have some great case studies, we're setting that momentum and tracking and seeing what works, and we can adjust as needed. But it's very exciting just to have the ability to do something like this.
I know I moved here when I was 22.
Okay.
22, see? My friends, yeah.
So you're part of our target audience.
We'll
have to pick
I'm
your
not
brain.
22 now, I can tell
but you
that.
But you know the mentality of moving to a new place.
Yeah.
You get it.
So I grew up in Ohio, and I was actually my fiancé at the time, we ended up being my husband, was saying, how about Wisconsin? And I said, what's in Wisconsin besides more cows? And I got here and I found out there's a lot. Oh, yeah, completely. Because at that time, quite frankly, the Browns were leaving.
Yeah.
For Baltimore, they ended up returning. But one of the things I can remember is that drive down Washington Avenue and seeing the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And just having that feeling of I could see myself here.
Sure.
Yeah. And I was I was a farm girl, but at the end of the day, I could go visit the farm.
Yeah.
Farms in the western part of the county. And if I wanted to go hang out in Milwaukee or Chicago, I could do that too.
And that's one thing. We've assembled a group of Greater Racine County ambassadors who have expertise in rural living or, you know, downtown living and amenities for that very reason, because we know not everybody's going to want to live in the inner city and have the walkable lifestyle. Some people are going to want to see the cows and the horses, and Caledonia might be a better location for them. So we've assembled a group that can show and share their stories of why they live and where they work within those city areas.
So this is a relatively new part of the program?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, what are some of the goals and you know, Foxconn is supposed to, tell me a little bit about how Foxconn is supposed to impact this moving forward, because mm-hmm. I know they just got approved for, or just released the bids for the vertical build out
yep.
of the 1 million square foot mm-hmm. campus. And that's a total, they're actually going to be end up building the 3 million square foot campus over the next couple of years. But tell me a little bit about what kinds of conversations that you're starting to prepare for as the types of people that they're going to be looking for.
Yeah, right now when we did our labor market analysis, we strategically looked at the next 3 years because we knew the Foxconn numbers would be factored into there a little bit later. So those jobs and positions don't really hit our equation until 2021. So we're hoping to, you know, get some momentum on where we're at with the model in itself between now and then so that we can be prepared for some different activity. We know Foxconn's going to need different kinds of technical skills. They're doing a lot of recruitment with the military right now. They're doing a lot of work with WEDC and going to visit the bases. They're doing a lot of alumni outreach. And they're also working with our local schools to develop curriculum and things for the type of talent that they're going to need. But we know that those numbers are going to be large, and we'll be working on that and have that incorporated into our model. The nice thing, you know, what we've learned in working with Manpower, our consultant Mikey McPhail kept telling us, you needed to look at this anyways. Outside of Foxconn, you were having a situation, you were having, you know, record unemployment, you needed people, all of this was going on. It was a catalyst event for you to actually sit down and get strategic about it. So I keep thinking about that anytime, you know, I see those numbers and I get a little bit of a panic attack that we needed to look at this anyways, and we have the opportunity to be really thoughtful and strategic about what we're doing.
Because it's not just the what's Foxconn going to need, it's actually the building of these projects now.
Right. Construction.
And,
yep.
you know, you've got at North Beach, and you've
yep.
got at least four or five, just off the top of my head, large commercial, residential, real
yes.
estate projects just in the city of Racine. You've got a lot of building activity. So construction workers are a high demand job, I would imagine,
yep.
as well.
Yep, they're high demand. They peak in 19 and 20. Obviously, that's the bulk of when everything's going on. But I think in the housing side, that's going to continue for a while, because we know that we're going to need more short-term housing options for people as they come into the community. We know that the millennials tend to like to rent. So, you know, the more options we have, the better we can do in attracting them to come here. So it all fits in the equation.
And then you've got like restaurants and
yep.
retail, and there's all sorts of other
that
things.
That gets me excited is the shopping and restaurant potential that's coming.
Well, there's already been a huge,
right.
in the city of Racine, I mean, there's
right.
probably been, off the top of my head, probably about at least seven or
mm-hmm.
eight different restaurants that have come to town now.
Yep.
So you've got some really interesting momentum, and it's going to be, but how do like people manage all of this information too, with regards to what this means to them.
And there's so much information. I think as far as Foxconn goes, the Wiscon Valley site is, if you, anybody's curious or wants to know updates, that's where we recommend people checking it out. It's current. All of their updates are communicated that way, That's, you know, a good place to get information about Foxconn. As far as, you know, jobs and opportunities, we're all kind of sharing that message right now. I know collectively there are so many, and I don't think that there's a bad way of entry to find out about positions or opportunities. We all have different audiences, and I think you never know who you're going to connect with through a certain medium. So I don't think that that's necessarily bad. Some people just have a preference to where they look for something. So that I don't think is information overload, but I think collectively our wins need to be celebrated and shared through the masses. I think, you know, any way we can, we need to share great stories that are going on. So that is something that I think we need to really work on so that we can share big wins that we're having as far as keeping everyone's spirits up and so that people know what's going on.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of doubt too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's some of that going on, and we're really just trying to frame it around opportunity. This is an opportunity that we've never seen with the Smart Cities initiative coming here. We're going to have access to technology to, you know, increase speed for internet, all of the things that make a city great. And we were a small city. The city of Racine was selected for this opportunity. And I think there's just so much coming that personally I get excited about, and the naysayers make me sad because they're focusing on all this negative energy when they could be seeing what's right in front of them, be part of some of this positivity that's coming.
So what are some of like the biggest conversations, the challenges that you're facing as a result of, you know, the doubt pieces?
Sure. Yeah. Well, in my personal world right now, because what we're doing is new, and we don't have, you know, anything proven yet. We're developing thoughtful concepts and plans around talent attraction. Funding's going to be critical for us. We were able to launch a marketing campaign that's in a pilot form. Hopefully we can sustain it beyond pilot and do it long term. So funding is always going to be critical. But until you have some proven wins, you know, it's kind of, you know, catch 22.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to switch completely. I'm going to shift here. So one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we were doing on the podcast is also kind of really kind of looking at some of your personal experiences as far as your job search and your journey to being who you are and what you're doing for a living. So I was curious, what was your first job?
My very first job, I was a newspaper delivery girl. As a young, probably 12-year-old. I don't even think they exist anymore.
They're getting to be few and far between.
Yeah, yeah, that was my very first job.
Yeah. So how did you choose your job that you're doing now?
From there, I had a whole line of crazy jobs, you know, from bartender to bus girl to waitress to bank teller. And the bank teller one's kind of important because it kind of led me down a path. When I was in college at Parkside, I worked part-time at First Star U.S. Bank as a teller, and I really enjoyed working there. I had, you know, nice hours. I had a great staff. It was a professional environment. I had weekends off for the most part. And when I was getting close to graduating, I had a wonderful person in HR who would reach out to me about every other week with different opportunities that were available within First Star at the time. And I felt so lucky. Here I was about to finish college and my friends were looking and were on the resume circuit. And I felt really wanted and valued through that experience. So I stayed on with them for several years after that. And, you know, a variety of roles that gave me a lot of different opportunities. From there, I worked in legal compliance for mutual fund accounting. Yes, that was not very fun, but, you know, it gave me a different perspective to be very detail-oriented. And then what else did I do there? I was a personal banker, and then I was an assistant manager, and then a branch manager. So I did that for a while, retail banking. And then I went to a couple different banks after there. You know, it wasn't any different anywhere else, in my opinion. They're all very similar, have very similar products and services. But I was fortunate while I was doing that, they paid for me to get my master's degree. So I was able to get my MBA very young, and they paid for 75% of it. So that was really nice. And at that time, somewhat strategic. I didn't have to take out a lot of loans and was able to manage that. So that was wonderful. And then where did I go after that? 2006, I got married and decided I didn't want to stay in banking anymore. And my husband said, why don't you take some time and figure out what you want to do? And I did. So I found a great opportunity with WBIC, and it was really interesting to me.
Now, what is WBIC?
Now, WBIC, for those that don't know, is the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, and they are an economic development entity that provides capital and education for businesses, not just women, and great supportive services, and as far as classes and access to loans that would be traditionally difficult to get through a bank. And they were launching their new office here in Kenosha Racine. And because of my banking background, it was just a great fit for me to be able to jump in and do something that took the skill set that I had and had a little more meaning to me behind it. I was able to help people instead of sell loans and credit cards and all that great stuff that we need, but was a little different for me to do. So I was able to do that. And then from there, I had opportunity to join a partner entity, which was CADI, the Center for Advanced Technology and Innovation. And I worked with entrepreneurs that had technology-based companies or had a patent that they were looking to bring to market. So I had a lot of fun with several companies here in Racine. And a lot of them are still around and exciting to see that. But CADI did dissolve in 2010, and Gateway Technical College took on the programming and took me on to keep it going. So I stayed with them for about 8 years and left there in November and decided to do something a little different again and wasn't sure I was going to stay in this world if I was going to go out on my own. So I can recognize what some of our seekers are doing right now. I totally understand how they feel. I've been in their shoes. But through my network, I was fortunate to learn of this opportunity at RCDC. I had probably 6 people send it to me, so clearly it was something that
a lot of people thought you should be the
I should be
person.
Considering this position, and I thank them for that because they definitely saw that this was a match for me. And I had partnered with RCDC for years. I had been on the loan committee. I had been involved with their organization through CADI. So it was really just an opportunity to go home to a friendly operation with great leadership and great people that I get to work with now. So
awesome.
The journey might take twists and turns, but sometimes you end up where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. And this is such an important role because even I'm a small business owner too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is something that I even struggle
sure.
with quite a bit. So so if you're looking for a sales position, I have 3 of them.
All right. I'll keep my eyes open for you.
Yeah. So the last question I wanted to ask you is, like, what kind of advice would you give to job seekers right now?
Network. Take those coffee meetings. Get to know people. Get involved with your children's activities. You never know who you're going to meet. Always present yourself in a professional manner. Share what you do. Share what you're passionate about, because you just never know who you're going to meet. I honestly say in my whole career, the biggest thing I've ever done is built my network. And I spend time on it. Every week I try and schedule a couple meetings where I meet with people that I haven't talked to in a while, or I, you know, reach out to them to see who should I meet and keep that growing, because people will help you. And if you're out there looking and somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who could help you, they're going to help you if they get to know you and know what you're all about. So invest in that networking, because it will always pay itself forward.
All right. That sounds like a great a note to end on. I want to say thank you to Kate Walker for spending a half an hour, a lovely half hour with me and explaining, you know, the ins and outs of kind of the macro view of what this employability problem, skills gap, whatever you want to call it these days. Call it a lot of different things.
Let's call it a math problem.
Sure, it's a math problem. It's definitely a math problem. So I want to thank you for your time. It's so nice to talk with you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to Help Wanted, stories, inspiration, and insight about employment. We hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a topic or story idea, please email Denise Lockwood at denise@racinecountyi.com. We're looking for stories about people who can share their career journey and offer insight to our audience on how to navigate the labor market. Tune in next week at 6 p.m. Thursday when we talk to employment coaches Jennifer Marks of the Racine Friendship Clubhouse and Joshua Battles of Career Coaches of Wisconsin. Also, if you are a business looking to hire or a training or an educational institution looking to connect with our audience, we've got several sponsorship opportunities available. Please contact Denise Lockwood at denise@racinecountyi.com to learn more.
You've been listening to the Racine County Eye Help Wanted podcast featuring Kate Walker, Talent and Recruitment Specialist with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, and Denise Lockwood of Racine County Eye. This is John Melke. Thanks for listening to Parkside Today. For past episodes of the show, please go to uwp.edu/parksidetoday.